What's up, everybody? Just want to let you know that By the Hood is powered by MDC Strategy. So Corey and I have partnered with several other educators and investors to create MDC Strategy. Just want to let you know this is not a get-rich-quick scheme or a fake internet guru selling you dreams of wealth. This is a community of educators and investors who believe in the power of community and shared ideas. We share information about real estate, long-term stock investing, precious metals, options trading, cryptocurrency, and much, much more. To get more information, go to mdcstrategy.com. Welcome to the Friday Live brought to you by the Hood. This is our Friday show. We come chop it up with the folks in our community and talk about what's going on in pretty much everything, our entire life. We got folks coming in the room already. You know, our folks will be joining us soon. If you're watching this on a replay or you're listening to the audio, shout out to you. You know, make sure that we make this conducive to both audio and video. My partner, Crown Corey's with me. Corey, what's up, good brother?
I'm chilling, man. You know, I'm alive, so I'm not going to complain about living. You know, it's just, it is what it is. Life is what it is, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. So, you know, we ain't been here in a minute, man. Everything good?
You know, it's going toward good. You know what I mean? Like, I had a little setback this week, but besides that, everything is everything, man. You know what I mean? Like, I can't control everything, so I don't worry about the things I can't control. So I'm keeping my thoughts and my energy focused on the things I can control.
As you should, man. For those coming in, let us know who's here as you come in. You know, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff tonight. We're going to give away about 39,000 sats to celebrate the happening. Matter of fact, we might, you know, since we didn't come last week, we might double that up, man. Give away 100,000 sats, man. Something like that. Because, you know, 80,000 sats. You know what I mean? Anyway, with that being said, let's see who is here with us. Jamil from Detroit. Detroit's in the building.
What up, it though? Is, though.
D's in the building. Our Bronx brother, Jose, is here. What's up, Jose? Peace. Everybody else coming in, man. Let us know who's here. Let me share this on my Facebook page and tag Corey on it, man, to get some of our folks on here, man. Yeah, man. So did you do anything in the market this week? As an aside, by the way, real quick, for those in the MDC, because I ain't going to the group in Brad. I had a crazy week, so I wasn't in the circle that much this week. But, yeah, them QQQ puts I gave y'all on Monday night went but noodles because, you know, the market did what it did. So, you know.
Took a clip dive.
Yeah.
I did exactly what I said I was going to do. The joint pulled back. The play that I said, it pulled back. And I bought in. And I'm actually up 11% on that zone right now.
There we go.
So it ain't do what yours did. It definitely ain't do that.
Yeah, mine paid out like a good 200%. Smash the love button, Jose. No doubt, smash that love button, y'all. Miss Phoenix, thank you so much for the super chat. We got $7 from Miss Phoenix out of Toledo, Ohio is in the building.
Man.
Oh, I just got asked.
So love.
To a conference in Ohio in 2025. It's in Columbus, Ohio. No, yeah, Columbus, Ohio. So I never been there. So I'll be out Columbus, Ohio, top of the year in 2025. By the way, I'm speaking at a conference tomorrow in Philly. So if y'all like cut the news on, y'all see like, you know, fire everywhere. It's because, you know what I'm saying? I did what I was supposed to.
The sparks came from you.
Five alarms going off is because, you know what I'm saying, I'm by the airport because I'm spitting truth to power. Our sister Tanelia is with us. What's up? Yeah, we ain't been in a couple weeks, man. So I'm excited to see our folks. You know,
I know. I'm super excited.
Yeah, man. I was traveling last week back from Charlotte. Bodied it in Charlotte. You know what I'm saying? You know, it is what it is, man. Miss Phoenix wants to say thank you again. Also, I want to give a special shout out, man. Matter of fact, where am I going at? Let me open this because this brother, man, be watching our content and be dropping us cash apps, like, just to support. And I want to make sure I shout him out. I'm like, yo, Kevin Martin, man. Kevin Martin Jr., man. Kevin Martin Jr., dog. Just be like, yo, some sats for y'all to give away. So, you know what I'm saying? So, our Bitcoin giveaway, you know, John is being supported by some of our folks, man. So, shout out to Kevin Martin Jr. If you're watching and listening to this, want to say thank you. Definitely got all of the the donations that you make to our Cash App, man, which is appreciated.
Oh. Yeah, man, that's love, man. You know, like I said, we getting the camp together for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
That's another thing.
That's coming this summer.
That's coming this summer. You know, we never going to stop doing that. As long as we, you know, ambulatory and we can breathe, that'll be there. You know what I mean? Like, as long as we ain't, you know, indisposed in some kind of way where we can't do it.
Yo, also, real fast, too. Let me, something else I wanted to do, because today's show is like, it's the truth about entrepreneurship, right? Let me see, because that's something I want to share with y'all. It's a video, so I want to make sure I got the video loaded and ready to go. Because the thing is, when I'm on socials, right, I see a lot of craziness about entrepreneurship and about investing, and most of it's BS. And I saw something a couple weeks ago that I've been meaning to bring to the show, but again, we missed a couple shows, so didn't have a chance to bring it to you guys. But I want to share with you to get your guys' opinion on it. Let me open this up real fast, Core, because I think that this is a powerful quick video. It's like 3 minutes. Let me share it though, because let's get right into the main topic so we can get to the giveaway, man.
Now you sound like the Eagles quarterback. Let's keep the main thing the main thing.
The main thing, right? Because I'm gonna tell you why. Let me share something else real quick. So I'm looking at the mempool, right? And it's 7 blocks into the fourth halving. You know what I'm saying? So when the halving's going on, you know, this is a big deal for me personally as a Bitcoiner, right? So 7 blocks, about approximately 69, 70 minutes. You know what I mean? So
an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That might be my favorite interlude of all time.
So when we get to block 840,000 right now, you know, we on 839,993, you know what I mean? We got 7 blocks till we get there. So with that being said, though, I'm not trying to bore y'all with all the
having. If you don't know where that interlude comes from, you do not deserve a hip-hop card. You're too young for hip-hop. That interlude is maybe that and the Wu-Tang joint with the defeating you interlude from the Wu-Tang. They might be my two favorite interludes of all time, man.
I knew you would catch that. Shout out to Erica, man. We got Erica, Classy Clown, the legend, is in the comments. I'd be so tired of goofy folks talking on business. By the way, Erica, I was watching some of your stuff on your channel today. You was killing it. And I think it was clips from you in Dallas when you had like the power suit on. I was like, Erica up there looking like a state senator or something. She had the power blue suit on. I was like, okay. Yeah, but you was doing your thing, man. So shout out to you for, you know, always telling the truth. That's one thing I like about you, is you tell the truth.
She keep it a thigh while every time.
Yeah, Adrian's here. What's up, Adrian? How are you? All right, so let me share this quick video. It's like 3 minutes, and some of y'all may have seen it already because it went semi-viral. Like, you know, I like to say it caught the flu. It was a gentleman who bought a Subway franchise, and what he was talking about is what his actual numbers, you know, what his actual numbers look like, and he was telling the truth, and I thought it was dope. So let me share this real fast.
This is how much I made my very first week owning a Subway franchise, and stick to the end because it's not what you expect. All right, so coming into this, my goal was to have $7,000 a week, so that's $1,000 a day. When I bought the store, they were doing like $300 to $700 on a great day, every single day. So they weren't doing the $7,000.
Real fast though, shout out to him for being a young boy, because he's in his 20s and he's saved up his money. If you go to his TikTok page, his name is Tommy Wright. He chose his journey, high school football player, started saving his money, and he had a goal of being an entrepreneur. So in his 20s, he saved up enough money to get a Subway franchise. And now he's basically telling the truth. He's like, he's putting it out there so people can actually follow his journey, which is dope, because, you know, he's a guy in his 20s. Who knows where he'll be in his 40s? He's already focused. So shout out to him for that. Let's get back to it. He's telling you what his exact numbers look like. And I thought this was dope, because it's kind of like the truth about entrepreneurship that most people don't talk about.
So that was the goal. My first week in total revenue was $5,666.88. That is how much money I collected in sales, was that amount, right? And that was under my $7,000 goal by $1,300 and some change. Now, of course, I have expenses out the ass. So it's not like I just took home $5,000 that week and just went and fucking party. Like, no, I have expenses that I have to pay for me to make that, you know, $5,000, blah, 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 blah. So my cost of goods, or the cost for me to buy like the turkey, to all of that stuff, my cost of goods was $1,666.80, which was roughly 29% of how much I made. So it's 29% of the $5,000 that I made, which is not horrendous, but I like to keep it 28% and under. My labor for that week was $960, which is not horrible. That's pretty good, but considering I worked 13 fucking hours, I worked open to close every single day for that whole week and the whole next 2 months. So the fact that I had to pay that much in labor and I worked that much, it's not good. So it's not gonna help with how much I actually take home, because I paid a lot in labor, but I was here the whole time. So it's not like I paid for labor and I was able to not be here. I was actually here. So this was not passive at all. Nothing about this was passive.
All right, pause real quick again, right? So something else that people don't talk about a lot of times, Corey, you know, I always joke that people love to count your money, but they never count your expenses, right? That's a great example of that. And also the fact that, right, we're talking about time. Time is more valuable than money. So he's talking about the fact that he had to pay $960 for labor. Plus, that's not accounting for his time. He's there 13 hours every day trying to make sure his business, you know, takes off. So I just want to, you know, make sure I point that out. I'll continue. Like I said, there's a couple more minutes left.
So $960 went towards my labor, my employees. I got the royalty fees. So the royalty fees for Subway is 12.5 or whatever your gross is. And that came out to $708.36 that I had to pay out to Subway. And then I have my rent. My rent per week is $750. I had to pay that out. Then I have the electricity bill, which was $200. That is $200 per week. It's about $800 a month. So I split it up like that. It's $200 per week. And then I have just extra shit that just, I just buy stuff. It's just extra stuff. I take out $100 out of there just for that. And then what I'm saving for my remodel is technically the loan payment. And I'm doing $350 a week for that. So what my take home was after all the expenses was $931.72. And I know a lot of people will be like, hey, if I could just sit at home and make $931, that'd be cool. I didn't sit at home. I was here open to close 13, 14 hours. I was here open to close. So $931.72 was actually horrendous. One of my worst weeks. Fucking worst weeks. And the next week actually was a lot worse, but I'll do a whole separate video on that. It was a lot worse. But yeah, that's how much I made in profit, was $931.72 my first week owning a Subway franchise.
So, all right, that's the video there. I thought it was dope for a couple reasons. For one, he's telling the absolute truth, right, about how entrepreneurship is and having to put time in. Because a lot of times people try to glorify entrepreneurship when they talk about, you know, you see people at their best. You don't see the struggle and the time that has to be put in. They're like, I don't have no boss. I'm like, well, what do you consider your customers, your investors?
Right.
You working for somebody, whether you like to or not. but he worked all week and made $900 working 13 hours. And I know some folks
a day, not just 13 hours, 13 hours a day.
Yes, yes, yes. So here's the other part about it, right? So I think that his transparency is admirable, and he's been sharing, and that was his first week. So if you go to his TikTok page, he's been sharing, and the dope part about him sharing is a lot of people felt the way I felt, like, damn, that's a breath of fresh air. Someone telling the truth, excuse me. And they went to support him. So he started getting support from people who saw the video, and now his numbers are getting higher. And they said, you know, he was talking about he's been practicing having great customer service, knowing people's names, and now he has repeat customers. So business is picking up for him. I was always told in the franchise game, it's about like scale anyway. You get that more than one location. So, you know, the great thing is he's sharing his entire journey. But I just thought, especially as someone his age, because I be seeing some of these young folks, man, and they just be out here capping all crazy. All crazy, like
Cap'n Crunch.
They don't talk about the expenses. They don't talk about the ups and downs.
They would have just said, "I made $5,700 this week," and left it there.
Yeah. So it's a lot. It's a lot there. We gonna get to that. But let me get some of these comments though, because we got some comments building up, and I want to get to them all. Erica says, "When I run in Texas, I want your big." Hey, listen, you got my support, Erica. You definitely got my support. Kahana's in the building. What's up, good brother? Kahana, how are you? Samuel is in the building.
Yizzle.
Brianna says, finally a free Friday. What up, family? The glue. Brianna, how are you?
Thank you. How are you, Brianna?
Dr. Chaz is here. She said, evening, fellas. Thank you again, Jimmy. Public flowers. Dr. Chaz, like I told you, anything I could do to help you, I got you. And what she's talking about is I actually connected her and Erica, right? So they're both in Texas. And Chaz was telling me how much she likes Erica's content. I said, I'm going to plug y'all two together, man. So anything I could do, man. I love to see people win, man. So Dr. Chaz, you know, right. You know, you're a great person. So anything I can do to help you, it is what it is. Adrian says, that's a big nope for me. The overhead is horrible. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, he has to figure the business out, figure how to scale, figure out how to put less time in there. But he's sharing the journey, which I thought is dope, and being honest about it. By the way, for those that are here live, do me a favor, please hit the like button, the love button. Let's get those likes and loves up. Appreciate that. Tanelia says, I was a manager at Subway, and the ham stank when you opened. Have you ever been in Subway when they open everything, dude? As soon as they open that joint up, it's like a whiff, like, oh, boy, why am I here? What am I putting in my body? Yeah, it's wild. So here's a question from Jamil, and I can read this question. Jamil says, what's your thoughts on YouTubers and course creators who push entrepreneurship as the best ROI on your money, but they poop on investors as taking the slow road and traders as 98% failures? They push this ideal that starting a business is the faster way to wealth, 250K plus a year, but they leave out the fact that they have online revenue while suggesting the viewer go out and start brick and mortar offline service-based businesses. It's a lot in that question, right? So I think life is about perspective, right? And one of the things that Corey likes to talk about is lifestyle design. So I know people who are successful entrepreneurs, multimillionaires. I even know personally, I even know one billionaire. But I also know people who are entrepreneurs who make $30,000 who work their tail off. I know people who have jobs that make millions of dollars. I know people who have jobs that make $35,000. You know what I mean? So, but I think the thing about it is, and this is just my opinion, this is the kind of stuff that doesn't go viral because most people don't like to hear the truth. They want you to, you know, fall on one side and just like, that's your thing. But I think the truth is it lies somewhere in the middle. You have to do what works for you, right? Because some of those entrepreneurs that are making $30,000 and sometimes are happier than people that are employees that make $250,000. But on the flip side, sometimes if that's not your temperament, that's not how you want to design your life. If you make $105,000 at your job, sometimes you might be happier than an entrepreneur that makes $300,000, right? I had an entrepreneur one time. This guy owned like hundreds and hundreds of apartment buildings in the city. It was an Asian guy. And dude told me he was miserable. He's like, yo, it's just too much stress and responsibility. So he thought it was what he wanted. And once he got there, he realized he didn't want to deal with the stress, right? So I think it's really about finding what works for you. And the one part you talk about is people not telling you that most of their success comes from their courses. I mean, at this point, if people still fall for that okie doke, it is what it is. So Corey and I do consulting. We create courses. We do all those kind of things. But like it's never been a majority of my money in any shape or capacity. I'm very transparent about I make most of my money in real estate. Right. I make most of my money in real estate and I invest. Like, that's what I do. But sometimes, man, and I thought about this as I was reading a story earlier about someone who got scammed in this crypto scam in Philly. And I don't like the victim blame, man. But sometimes people still fall for that stuff, man. It's like it's because they're being greedy, too. Some of the stuff people be online telling you, you know, they capping. Right now, there's some innocent folks that get caught in the mix, and that's cool. But I've seen people lose money over and over again by they following this person one week, now they following this other person the next week. They following some of the stuff is common sense, man. Corey, you ain't saying nothing, bro. I mean, let me stop gunning, let you get your bars off and
reference because you was you know what I mean, you was gunning, but you was hitting, you was hitting everything. Yeah. You was Kobe right there. You was doing some. You was making every shot. You was scoring 81 right there, Jimmy.
ISO.
Yeah, you was. Yeah, they was just running. You know that running the 1-4. I was. You know, I was on the baseline waiting for the pass. I mean, Jim was running the 1-4 right there. No, I mean, listen, man. I don't really talk about nobody's business because it's none of my business no more because I'm not online anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Yo, so like all of the cat, all that stuff. I don't see any of it anymore because I'm not online anymore. I don't even go online unless it's to talk to y'all. Like I'm online twice a week. I'm on one time for the group, and one time here on Friday, and then, you know what I mean? Like, if somebody invite me to come on somewhere, I'll go on there. But I don't
know. Here's the funny thing, Corey. Ain't life so much better like that when you finally realize, like, yo, I need
to. Yeah, like, I don't, because I really don't care. Like, so my thing is this, right? Because I know people who are people, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, because I felt myself caring about things that I shouldn't have been caring about. Being online as much as I was, right?
Great conversation right there. I was telling Kamari that I kind of reject the algorithms, because I was telling him, like, I get frustrated sometimes with, because it's like you feel like you have to post something in order for the stuff you do post to be seen by folks. Like, so if you go to our Bodyhood Instagram page, like, I went weeks without post. I reject the algorithm. Like, I don't want to play the algorithm game. Like, life is, we live in real life.
Yeah, life is too short to be caught up in somebody else's tornadoes and whirlwinds and all that stuff. Like, I got 4 kids, a wife, and friends I actually like. So I like to spend time doing things that I, you know what I mean? Doing things and spending time with people that I actually like, and doing things and talking to people on the phone, and you know what I mean? Like, spending life with, and do, like, I come here on Fridays because I like to do this. I like the people that we associate. I like the people that we associate with. You know what I mean? Like, I do our group joint because I like those people. You know what I mean? Like, so it's not a burden to do those things because I actually like those people. So it's not a
It's funny though, because like in the last two weeks, I done had like a major settlement, right? We did take pictures. I didn't post anything from there. And it's funny because, like, most people in the real estate game, when they have a settlement, they at the table.
Rush to take pictures of the table.
I've been to a settlement. It was about a couple months ago. The other person on the other side of the table had, like, someone following them getting footage. I just, like, reject the whole thing. Like, it's just not who I am, right? There's nothing against that.
And listen, again, that's what I was going to say. I don't have anything against those people. I just don't want to be them. I'm good. You're good, and I'm good. You know what I mean? And, like, so as long as what you're doing is not violating.
I recognize that in Orlando. I was at a ClickFunnels conference a couple years ago, and it was a bunch of folks, you know, a bunch of black and brown folks that look like us that are very, very popular online. I'm not going to put their name out there. A bunch of the 100,000 Instagram follower folks, and we went to lunch, and they got people following them with cameras. They playing these games about who gonna pay. We're gonna do this thing, this challenge, and whoever credit card gets, like, and they're like carrying. They got, like, it's just a whole production. I just got away from them, like, and it's funny because, you know, when you go in certain spaces, like tech conferences, there's a tech conference. Like, it ain't too many people that look like us. So those that look like us tend to, like, you know,
be y'all tend to get together.
And I realize, and I'm having every day I realize more and more, like, I just ain't from 2024, dog. Like, this world has changed to the point I'm a dinosaur.
You know, me and you both from wherever we from, we from the same place, but it ain't here. It ain't, we not from here. But it's all good though. Like I said, it's like I feel like an old rapper that's listening to these new rats, right? Yeah. Like, I'm not pooping on the young boys. I'm just not getting involved with them. Like,
do your thing.
Yeah, so do your thing. Get your money. Move the culture any way you want to move it, right? Because I'm old. I'm going to listen to what I want to listen to because I'm old and I got enough money to listen to and go see who I want to go see, right? So I don't have to deal with you in any way, shape, form, or fashion. My kids don't listen to that stuff because they weren't raised on it because I didn't listen to it. So my kids don't listen to it, so I'm not worried about that. And so, and then I don't listen to it, so it doesn't bother me. You know what I mean? Like, and like, I used to be worried about the world's kids and all of that stuff. I'm not worried about that stuff anymore because I'm not online, right? I'm worried about the people that I love and that love me, right? Mm-hmm. And then that's where my locus of worry ends, right? Because I'm not Captain Save the World. I'm not Captain Save the World. I'm not Captain Save a Ho. I'm not Captain Save anything. It's me, my folks, the people that love me, and the people that I love. That's it. Like, I'm not getting involved in the rest of it because it doesn't concern me, right?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make any sense for me to be involved in things that don't concern me. I don't like you or dislike you because I don't care about you. I don't follow you. I don't, none of that, you don't matter. To me, so,
real quick though, Jamil, I hope we got to answer your question. The thing is, like, some folks got to stop caring about what people. That's the other thing too, right? Even when you see the cap online, I don't even get affected by it the way I used to either. Like, it's just like, because that's what's going to be there, right? Grifters were here before the internet, and grifters will be here after the internet. So I spend most of my time now on Noster, because on Noster we just be talking about tech stuff. There's not.
You found your lane. You found your tribe. You found what you know what I mean? Like, you found what you went to. And so it doesn't.
Shout out to Bitcoin Zay. I was talking to him on Twitter yesterday. But he was talking about he was at his family's house. He said his niece is like so entrenched in like Instagram life. And I'm like, well, what is Instagram life? He was like, dog, all she talk about is the young such and such, and he dating such and such, and such and such got a BBL. He's like, it's like a whole Instagram is like a whole world, and people be getting sucked into that world of Instagram. Yo, and it's like,
I've never had TikTok, and I was only on Instagram to do business with you. So like, and then Facebook kind of sucked me, because I started on Facebook just reuniting with people from my past. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And so. It was actually like a social media. It was actually social for me. You know what I mean? Like, I got to meet a lot of people. You know what I mean? But then it just got to be too much. Like, I found myself clapping at people with both barrels open online and taking on a lot of stress that I ain't like, and then getting into these circular arguments.
As he was saying this, I'm like, yo, Instagram is like its own world. It has its own celebrities that, like, people outside of, like, who don't get into that, we don't even know who they are. Instagram has its own celebrities. It got its own athletes. It got its own models. It got its own entertainers. Yo, it got its own food people. It's like a whole other world that, like, most people aren't exposed to. And I'm it's pretty like, sure. It's
like but that. See, my son's not into Instagram, but they into Twitch and
same thing.
It's Twitch and YouTube. So it's the same. Yeah, it's the same concept. It's just a different platform for them to be into. You know what I mean? Because, like, my oldest son, he followed the Twitch gamers. You know what I mean? Like, And you know, because he was on YouTube. You checked his YouTube log. My man was on there 23 out of the 24 hours in one day.
The only person that be on YouTube, like, he beat me. I thought I was bad, but he got me beat.
Yeah, he a rabbit hole dude. Once he start going down the rabbit hole.
Jamil be on YouTube, too. I know Jamil be on YouTube just because of his comments. So let's catch up on these comments in here. Ed Vars says, what's going on? Thanks for pulling up. So Erica says, great podcast is my first million. They go over these template businesses and SA, SaaS businesses. Only difference is access and consistency. I was having a conversation with Malik the other day. I said, Malik, I got to find me a SaaS business. Like me and shout out to Coach Carter. I was telling him I got to find a SaaS business. I love that podcast, by the way, Erica. One of the episodes they did to me, which was the most interesting episode, I'm not even trying to be funny about that, was about Pornhub. But they were talking about the business of Pornhub, and they were talking about just how much money
is generated. They break in the dough.
And they were talking about like how many times it's changed hands, because there's like a negative connotation with being the owner of it, but people keep buying it because it kicks off so much revenue. But then people try to hold you accountable for all kinds of other stuff, and it's like, all right, let me sell this off. But it kicks out so much cash. That was an interesting episode. So I love their podcast in general. They break down different businesses. They break down investment strategies. So they have definitely a dope podcast. Erica also says that franchises are took. Are they roofing, construction, franchises are easy money. Yeah. Once you scale them things up. So Erica also says, I got an offline service business. If you can follow up with phone calls, you will make more money than the average. If you could fix things, you will be wealthy in 5 to 10 years. What I can't do is fix things. So that is
right.
But tell somebody the other day, I am terrible with my hands. Like, I can get on a computer, I can write code, but I can't fix nothing with my hands. Like, I'm deplorable. Dog, it's gonna sound very crazy. If my car breaks down, I'm calling AAA, dog. I ain't changing my own tire.
Instantly.
I
pay for AAA every month. The crazy part is I learned how to change a tire. I know how to do all that stuff, but why? I pay for AAA.
Listen, I tell people all the time that I went to college so I don't have to do manual labor. No disrespect to people that do manual labor.
Why would I get on my knees, get dirty, jack up a car, change a tire, when I can call AAA and have somebody else do it for free because I already paid for it?
Call them, depending upon where I'm at. If I'm in Philly, I'm putting the Yamini on my lap as I call them. Then I'm gonna cut my podcast on and wait for them to get there. So, Adrian says, I would love a small business that I can do government contracting with. Yeah, that's the, that's
the government is guaranteed to give you your cake. That's the one thing about the government.
Yeah. So Tenelia says, people have to be careful who they are following. A lot of the times people will follow someone because they are flashy and they don't even do any research on a person before they just start paying for courses and classes. I see people give financial advice on Facebook, but in my DMs asking me questions. Other part about that is, man, sometimes people, there have been people that have proven to be fraud, stole money or whatever, and they still have a following. So I don't know what people are looking for, what they want. Is like, you know, it is what it is, man. Like, it's something that's never going to end. That's all I know. People going to people. Yeah, people are going to people. That's Corey's number one tagline. Jamil says, early born day blessings. We see greatness in you. Yeah, man. That's
Yeah, my birthday next week is like Tuesday.
Yeah, man.
When is the 24th?
Russ, what's up, Russ? Russ is in the building, man.
Yo, that's Russ, my neighbor down the street, man. Russ down here with us.
Yeah, Russ pulled up for the having, man. Russ, what's up with you, man? Good to hear from you. He said Corey is preaching. Yeah. Eric says part on Jimmy. Hashtag ask Noster. Listen, man, Noster is like only a certain percent. You know, Rock Noxious is here. What up, Rock? How are you? Thanks for pulling up. Yeah, so Erica says blue collar guys don't want to do paperwork or back and forth. So if you do admin work and keep them busy, those guys, again, that's a great point, because my brother is great with his hands. He don't want to get on the computer and do the stuff I do, but it's like we have two different skill sets, have the same parents, both parents, but we just have completely two different skill sets. He's amazing with his hands. Like, and it's interesting because people like that, a lot of times they look at the stuff that, like, you know, I don't want to say white and blue collar, but like, that's what I do. I'm on the computer, paperwork ball. The people that are blue collar guys, they look at that and that gives them a headache. They don't want to deal with that. You know what I mean? And, you know, so it is what it is, man. Mark is in the building. What's up, Mark? How are you?
What it is, though?
He said a week before me, Corey. All right. GC's here. What's up, GC? How are you?
What it is, though?
Mark says some contractors are illiterate. Listen. I gotta be careful what I say, man, because I posted this on my personal Facebook page. So I don't know. I gotta be careful what I say, but I know somebody who is one of the best contractors I know, and we are Facebook friends. So if you see this, I mean, listen, I ain't saying no names. So it is what it is. They can't read to save their life. But anything, paint, drywall, concrete, they like that. You know what I'm saying? You give them a contract, they're gonna look at you like you're crazy.
Take it to a lawyer, broski.
You're going to start talking like R. Kelly. I don't know how to hog tie people. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, dog? Like, you're going to start talking crazy and whatnot. It depends on the type of contractor, right? So my thing, though, Jamil, that was a great question you asked earlier. It set both me and Corey off, but I think it's an excellent question because, again, lifestyle design is so, so important. And also understanding where your skills are, understanding what makes you happy, man. Ain't nothing worse than when you see somebody that got money and they be miserable.
Right? No, there's worse things to have no money and be still, you know what I mean? Having money and being miserable, you still got more options than somebody who don't have no money and is miserable as hell.
Now, this is going to sound crazy what I'm getting ready to say, but some of the most miserable people I know are some of the most successful folks. Like,
oh, for sure. Because they understand what it took to get to where they are.
I know poor people, man, that just like
love happiest, life. The happiest people that you'll ever meet.
Listen, dog. That's why I always love going to the. I tell you this all the time. I love going to the Caribbean because there be folks out there who don't have a pot to piss in, but they be out there and living off the land.
Happiest people you will ever meet.
Happy in the world. They don't even be thinking about the stuff we thinking about. They don't even think about it.
But that's lifestyle design, right? That's lifestyle design. They design. They do things that make them happy.
Yeah. And another thing too is, right, so don't get me wrong, there's some folks that got bread that are happy too. But a lot of people that I know that get bread, they become miserable because they get so consumed on how not to never have the bread.
And the other thing that makes them miserable is they become responsible for so many people, right? That's the main thing that I like. I ain't gonna lie. When I had a couple of dollars, that was the thing that made me the most miserable because I had so much responsibility. You know what I mean? Like
that was the thing that made me miserable when I had the most properties I've ever had at one time in terms of building up
so much responsibility.
I felt responsible to my property managers, to like all my tenants. It was just too much, right? And I know that you can sometimes sub that stuff out, but honestly, at the time, I didn't do a good job of finding the right people. So I had bad managers, but it's like that responsibility. And it's one thing to say like leverage, leverage, leverage. But when you go to bed and you owe the bank $10 million, it's like you don't want to play them games. So, you know, scaling down. And that's something I've been thinking about, too. It's a book that someone had recommended me about like solopreneurship. And I've been like, you know, thinking about that, like building a life where you don't have all of those stresses, right? Contract people out. You're not hiring people that work for you, you know. And to be honest with you, like a lot of like jobs and things that people have, like even some of the stuff we do, we had employees and now we use AI for some of the stuff that we had employees for.
Yes. AI changed the game.
It just is what it is. All right. So, Erica says, it's the comparison eyes. We in America seeing it's possible but can't reach it. I think that makes folks bitter. Yeah, it does. It does. It absolutely does. Interesting times, though, man. Hey, Russ, we got 5 blocks left to the halving, man. And for those who don't know why I'm so excited about the halving, you know, I did a whole video on our YouTube channel explaining exactly what the halving is, why it's important, and why me as a Bitcoiner are always looking forward to halvings. And right now we have, you know, 5 blocks.
I know I'm looking forward because I just bought some July riot contracts that I need them things to go Hamuel L. Jackson.
So that's the thing. Sometimes immediately following the halving, sometimes you're going to drop. Right, it's so much going on right now in the space that is interesting though, because you got
I knew that they was going to try to shake people out because they got to get it at a cheaper price.
Yeah,
they got to try to shake people out to get it at a cheaper price. So I'm buying now while they're shaking people out.
Another block, y'all saw it just move here. Another block, we 4 blocks away. All right. So with that being said, though, literally when these 4 blocks in about 40 minutes, when these 4 blocks are gone, what'll happen is the supply, like literally, gets cut in half. So you talk about 900 Bitcoin being generated daily, going down to 450. So the amount of Bitcoin hitting the market on a daily basis literally gets cut in half. You guys know supply and demand, blah blah blah. I'm laughing at GC's comment. I just made that comment about kind of like R. Kelly, and he said, I've been fighting for my life on Solana trading these random tokens. Listen, man, GC, man, we're waiting for you on the Bitcoin side. It'll come eventually, man. Listen, I've seen people get really wrecked messing with some of them Solana meme coins, right? Because they don't know when to stop. A couple of them were up, you know, and now they don't know when to stop. I'm putting all trading profits into Bitcoin. Rush, you already know what it is. Mark said, did the halving happen? That's what's on the screen now, Mark. We got 4 blocks left. Each block takes about approximately 10 minutes. So we got 4 left before we get to the actual halving. So the halving is about, at this point, probably like 35 minutes away. So that's where we are in terms of the halving. Mark, answer your question. I just throw $50 at Bitcoin every other week on Coinbase. We'll study more at some point. Listen, dollar cost average. There you go. Because eventually, over time, you want to look back and say, yo, this is better than everything else I got going on. Tenelia says, bad the ETS buying up all the mine BTC every day. Now Asia has an ETF. That's the other part, right? So now we have players, institutional players who are buying up all of the mine BTC, you know. So Russ says, so means shit coins on lock. Listen, Solana does have the meme coins on lock this go round. They do. It was getting crazy a couple weeks ago with the names of some of the coins, but it is what it is, man. Mark says, reminds me of the New Year's Eve ball dropping. Hashtag no Diddy. Cooley just dropped a song called No Diddy. It's pretty funny, but it is what it is. GC says, I got risk management, so I'm not going to get slammed on my head unless if I sign some bogus transaction or something. But even then, I spread the bread out over multiple wallets so they can't do too much. That's the other thing about like playing with the meme coins and the shit coinery is like you sign something and next thing you know, like they just smack your wallet all crazy. I was just talking, shout out to Omar, man. Omar was in our group who I made Omar a full Bitcoiner now. Omar is a full Bitcoiner now. But I was telling him we were talking about wallets because he was looking for a cold storage wallet and he did get one. He posted in our group earlier, but I was telling him about not buying one from Amazon. Because he was getting ready to buy a cold wallet. And by the way, for anybody listening, here's a piece of advice. If you want to get cold storage for any of your, for me it's Bitcoin, but for you it may be crypto, do not buy it from Amazon. Buy it right from the person that makes it. I don't care. I don't use Ledgers or Treasures, but if you're buying what I use Cold Card, Passport, whatever it may be.
Yeah, you never buy those things from a second source or anything. You got to buy it direct from the company.
And make sure it's in plastic when you get it. Because sometimes what people will do is they'll open it up. They'll like, you know, get the words. So when you get it, you're thinking, all right, because especially if you've never used cold storage before. I even hate calling it cold storage because now I'm about to get real nerdy in a second. But let me get back to why you never buy it from Amazon. I was telling him I know someone who lost $250,000 buying a cold wallet on Amazon and there's literally nothing they can do. They bought it on Amazon, set their stuff up, moved their stuff from Coinbase to cold storage. Went back a couple days, everything was gone. Come to find out, they bought it on Amazon, but it was from a third-party seller. That person had already set everything up. So when they opened it and put everything in, that other person already had their words, had everything, and just took it all. There's several things you can do to avoid that. But one is just not buying on Amazon. That's the first thing. So the other part is I hate calling them cold wallets per se, because the one thing that most people don't understand is your crypto isn't sitting on the device. So it's a wallet, but it's not a wallet in a traditional sense where you have something sitting on the device or sitting in the wallet. The wallet is more of a key. It's more of a key because your actual value is on the blockchain. And by you having that key, you unlock it to move here or there. Just want to point that out because I hate saying wallet sometimes, but that's what the name of it is. So Pass, what's up, Pass? It's not the having that you watch. It's what happens from the having to having where the party is. If you know, you know. This is true. This is absolutely true. As a matter of fact, let me pull this down because we got four blocks. I'm just checking in. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I can go to my nerdy part of the internet. And you know what I mean? We have a fake party on the internet with all my nerds. Darren, what's up, Darren? How are you? Darren is in the building, pulls up. Appreciate you showing up, Darren. Do me a favor, hit the like button, the love button, man. We were talking about entrepreneurship and we shared the story of the gentleman who owned a Subway and was very transparent about the fact that his first week in business owning a Subway, he made like $900, which is why today's show is the truth about entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship can be very beneficial, though. Getting back to Jamil's question, some people are very successful. Some people are good at it. And also, some people are built to be entrepreneurs and some people aren't. But you can have success from anywhere, man. GC says, yeah, them Subway franchises are tough. But if you figure it out and you learn to scale, and the thing about that gentleman there is he's already been like building a following and making money because he's sharing that, you know, his story. GC says they shutting down quite a few of them. They shutting down a lot of stuff. I know there's a lot of stuff like going out of business, man. Like, I don't know what's getting ready to happen, man. The world itself is crazy, which is why I got to get away from the internet sometimes because, you know, bombs is dropping. We got Core. I didn't even talk to you about this, man. We got like the softest diss songs ever coming out in hip hop. Like, you know, it's just wild times overall.
I'm pressed about the bombs dropping because, you know, if they dropping bombs over Baghdad, they'll soon be over your neighborhood. But everything else, I mean, you know, I love hip hop, but these dudes is, I ain't gonna lie, I like one of the songs. I'm not gonna say which one of those three songs I like.
I didn't think you like any of them because none of them are like, I was listening to them and I'm like, these are the nicest diss songs I ever heard. Like, they're not disrespectful. Like,
nah, man.
They're not disrespectful, dog.
Listen
to No Vaseline and tell me that any of these new diss songs are disrespectful.
These are definitely not No Vaseline. These are definitely not those.
Listen to Tupac and tell me this is a diss song.
Listen, man, my favorite diss song in the last 5 years comes from an artist that probably nobody ever know, that don't nobody knows. So, like, because, you know, King Los made my favorite diss song over the last 5-10 years. And he was dissing somebody that nobody knows. He was dissing Sue Surf.
Yeah, but even that was, like, not disrespectful enough.
No, it was disrespectful as hell, bro.
No,
you got to re-listen to that. And,
I did.
And
it wasn't, like, disrespectful.
That and Race. Race is absolutely the most...
Mickey Fax joint?
Huh?
Talking about the Mickey Fax joint?
Yeah. That and Race are my two favorite diss songs that came out in the last 10 years.
All right, so I listen to Underground Hip Hop. I know exactly what you're talking about. But again, they're not disrespectful. They're disrespectful.
They are, man. Especially the Lemon Pepper joint. That joint is super disrespectful.
Dog.
He called... Yo.
Ain't nobody call nobody wife no names. Ain't nobody disrespect nobody kids. We grew up at a time where they was clapping at, yo, you claim to be a player, but this is disrespect.
You know what I mean? Like, it ain't push a T level disrespect, but
now that was disrespectful. Tick, tick, tick. Now that was disrespectful. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. These are I don't know what to call them. They're not this. There's a new genre. I don't know what to call it. It's like
just when you said that, like how disrespectful that drone was, it was terribly disrespectful.
Yeah, it's like what they got now is friendly competition songs. That's what I'm gonna call them. We got to change the name of.
No, man. Like you can be disrespectful.
GC said you like the Drake song. Don't be ashamed to say it, man.
It's not the Drake song. That's not the one. Drake song is cool, but I know with disrespectful Drake. Disrespectful Drake is one of my favorite rappers.
That's when he disrespected people. Like, but hold on though. That's because you like when he disrespecting poor people. But what I'm saying is. The funniest part about the Drake song, there's two parts about the Drake song that I find absolutely hilarious. For one is the cover art. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Two, out of all the stuff he says in there, the most disrespectful thing on Drake song, we say, yo, Metro, go make some drums. Like,
so dismissive. It's so dismissive. One line. He didn't even give he gave my man half a bar. He gave him a Jay-Z joint. He gave him a half a bar.
Yeah.
It was so crazy.
You said that you like the Drake. My fault. I said with GC was Steve actually who said that. Tenelia said there's 3 diss tracks out. Where have I been? So I know the J. Cole, the Drake. Oh, yeah. Also Kendrick one, right? So Kendrick, yeah, it is 3. J. Cole wasn't even a diss song. You can diss them by how great they are.
I'm not even going to lie, right? The Kendrick joint is the best out of the 3. But it's not disrespectful at all.
I think a lot of that got to do with the production because Boy with Left Earth.
That beat was out of this world. Like that beat was sickening.
Yo, shout out to the Bankroll Wealth Builder himself.
Yizzo, what's going on, Chris?
For those who don't know, Chris is a master when it comes to the crypto space. But he says, where I'm from, people die from this song, so I can't take this serious.
Yeah, that's how it used to be, man. But see, these dudes if you got $100 million, man, you're not dying over no diss song, bro. You're just gonna go back in the studio and create another diss song. Like you're not losing all of that because some dude don't like what some dude said.
Yo, these aren't even diss songs. These are friendly competition songs. So Jamil says Nike laying off, Tesla laying off, the legacy. Yo, hey Jamil, yo, stop it, yo. The Legacy Center's laying off, in the words of Dusty Rhodes, hard times, if you will. Hard times. Yo, shout to Dusty Rhodes. Dusty Rhodes, Dusty Rhodes pass away?
Yeah.
Rest in peace, but I want to make sure. I'm like, I don't know. I'm thinking about his son. But anyway, the Legacy Center laying off. You out of pocket for that one, Jamil. That was pretty funny, though. And for those who know what that is, you already know what he's trying to say. The Metro line Drake did was funny. It was mad dismissive. It was so dismissive. It was the best part of the whole song to me. I don't care if a Pusha either. Them fake dope stories played out to me. Pusha don't even rap no more, man. Pusha don't even rap.
He a caricature, but some like again, he's playing his part. He's part of the system, and that's the part that he played.
The Ross diss was funny. The Ross talking was funny.
Yeah, I don't even consider that as part of what was going on.
It's like, funny.
It's really more than 3 diss songs. It's like whole tracks full of diss songs. But the thing that, the one that was a diss song that didn't get counted as a diss song is actually the best one, which is J. Cole and the John Pi, P.I.
Yeah, but I mean, he got plenty of them where they like sending like subliminals. They've been doing this for a decade at this point.
Yeah, yo, they all been sending subliminal shots at each other, but that joint was fire.
Ross calling him white boy is funny as hell too. The way he called him white boy, that was pretty funny. But you know, it is what it is. Peace, Chris. Chris says peace. Bill says, how come MC Lyte's Shut the F Up or 10% Diss is never mentioned in top diss songs of all time?
That is not disrespectful enough.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
She talking about like real stuff and facts, and like she keeping it rat. Like when you keep it rat, it's hard to you know what I mean? It's hard to be one of the, like, with so many disrespectful diss songs, like the most disrespectful diss song we might not even talk about, which is Jay-Z John. When he was, you know what I mean? He had to apologize to my man Mom for making the diss track, bro. Like,
to me, that was kind of corny because it was like, it was anti who he was. Like,
it was.
It's funny because I was watching Kamari had put up a post about from the State Property movie where Jay-Z's in there. Like, yo, you think I need a haircut? Like, he has such a cool persona. And when he did that song, he was like just out of
super
character.
Ugly is that's out of character for him.
Yeah, it's like, yo, you're a super cool dude. And like, you to me, it's like you got so angry that it all got under your skin. Anyway, Steve says Jay Morrison preaching now, he gonna get struck down. Yo,
no, he ain't. No, we not, because that's where all of the grifters go after they get done grifting.
All I'm gonna say is, folks still follow the brother, man. You know, it's interesting. It's an interesting case study. That's what I'll say. Yeah, that's what I'll say. It's an interesting case study. Pastor says this song's like watching Powder Puff Football in high school. You know they playing a familiar game, but somehow it don't look the same. Powder Puff Football. That's hilarious. Have you seen the Ross P.O. video? You talking about the joint with No, I don't know. When you say P.O., I thought you talking about, when I first read this, I thought you was talking about when he was a CO, but you said P.O. video. I saw a couple of his videos, him online going all crazy, which is funny too. Cool, you right over there, bro?
Yeah, I'm trying to switch over to the computer.
Okay, do your thing, man. So GC says all Jay Morrison had to do was buy land and build a subdivision. I know that was a lot of the criticism. And again, I ain't talking about that, boy, but I know that was a lot of the criticism is that the market was so hot. If you just bought a couple of deals, he'd have been up now. But I mean, you know, look at the paperwork, man. Paperwork tell the story, man.
The paperwork told the story when he put it out. Like, all you had to do was read it.
For that era, she went in on Antoinette and crushed her before she could even gain traction. Yeah, but I think that's the other part about it, right? So with that, Jamil, at that time, specifically in hip-hop, women didn't get the respect that they kind of deserved, and specifically MC Lyte, because MC Lyte is one of the greatest. Jose says, the new genre is called sassy rap. So, Tanelia says, what is grifting? Another word would be scamming. You know, if you're a grifter, right? That's what it is, right? So that's what he means by grifting. So, the definition of grifting is, I think it deals with small scale. So you like steal money from someone, but it's small scale, it's considered grifting. You know what I mean? Yeah, he said CEO. Oh, so you were saying CEO. I did see the video, but I can't really tell if that's him or not, yo. Can't really tell if that's him or not. Steve says, the crypto videos go crazy. I'm running it up with that full debit card. Steve, I appreciate that feedback. One correction. Bitcoin, not crypto. So the Bitcoin videos go crazy. But Steve, I appreciate that feedback. People tend to like the Stacks at the Dot Trying because I get to nerd out once a week on just what's going on in Bitcoin. Neve, what's up, Neve? What did I miss? A lot. We talking about everything. There's one more thing I got to talk to Corey about before we get out of here once Corey switches over. Say, hey, Fresh. Oh, yeah. Definitely got to chop. You know what I'm saying? Edvar says, hit the like button. Please do hit the like button. Darren, what a great point that I want to make sure I highlight. Darren says a lot of people don't like reading long form paperwork. That's the problem. Because my thing is, if that's who you are, go find somebody who does and have them do it for you. Have someone you trust to learn to read it. So Yeah, he didn't want to try to make his investors no bread. You could have just copped some abandoned buildings or lots in ATL and settled them and tripled your bread. Land banking, land banking. Omar is in the building. Yeah, what's good, O?
Yeah.
He said, may the values of our wallets reach the cosmos. Oh, I was just talking about you, man. Oh, I was telling everybody how O is a full Bitcoiner now, man. And I was telling him about, like, when I was telling you not to go on Amazon to, you know, get the wallet. But, oh, I want to shout out Omar for something else, too. And, you know, I had mentioned this on one of them shows. I went to a Bitcoin meetup in Philly the first Monday in April. And I was talking to O just via text. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to a meetup tonight. It's all Bitcoin meetup, blah, blah, blah. O showed up. And I was telling him, I was like, yo, my goal now is, because, again, when you go in tech spaces, rarely do you find people that look like you. So my goal now is to bring more folks with me. So if you're in Philly, man, I'm trying to get everybody to pull up at these Bitcoin meetups, like, you know, sit around, we talk and we learn and build about Bitcoin. The last one we went to, it had Lynn Alden there, who's the author of a book, which is called Broken Money. She was there, like, talking about her book. So that was dope. But anyway, man. Steve says, yeah, Bitcoin. That's right, Bitcoin show. But I appreciate it, Steve. Nonetheless, thank you so much for those compliments. Steve says, how do you lose money in real estate in the last 5 years? Yeah, man. Tough game. Pascal says, WM. All right, so are you talking about the ticker WM, Pascal? Is that what we're talking about here? Because, you know, I don't know what you mean by WM. You know, that's what's that, waste management? Yeah, WMT is Walmart, WM is waste management. Amazing business, by the way. If you ever read waste management's read their fundamentals, it's always interesting to me how they literally do trash. Let me take your other screen down, Corey, pull you back up on the computer. No, but if you ever read waste management's and I don't even know if that's what you're talking about, Pascal. But it's interesting to, like, read their fundamentals, because they make a ton of money and they literally take out trash. It's like so simple a business, but, you know, it is what it is. Rochelle, hey, what's going on? How are you? Thank you for pulling up.
Hey.
Jamil said he did buy land in a subdivision, the property he's keeping for himself to live in, courtesy of the ancestors' great grandbaby. Yo, Jamil, stop. Jamil's out of pocket. GC says, imagine if he would have raised a Bitcoin fund, something like Saylor did, and just caught Bitcoin. That's an interesting proposition. So when did he start that? If we go back and do that math, man, because he raised several million. If he would have did that, probably got about 100 million now, something crazy like that. Here's a great question. Pascal says, the halving, who controls it? That's a great question. I was thinking about talking about this on an upcoming episode, but let's just talk about it here. Bitcoin is a protocol. It's code. Code is open source. Anybody can read it. You can use the code, add lines of code, and fork off of Bitcoin. For instance, many people don't realize that Litecoin was nothing but Bitcoin's code with one line at it. It's literally Bitcoin with one line at it, which created Litecoin. Bitcoin Cash was created off of Bitcoin. It's a fork, right? So it's code, and it's built into the protocol for it to happen. So nobody controls it. Now, the thing about Bitcoin is those that run nodes and control the, like, so Bitcoin is rules without rulers. In order to make any sort of major change in Bitcoin, which is damn near impossible, you need people to agree to make this change on their node, which rarely ever happens, right? You talk about nodes being all across the world, which is what makes Bitcoin decentralized, and anybody can run a node for like $500. You could be a part of the actual network. Thing about Bitcoin that people don't understand, and there's a whole video I did on StackSats.Trying. The video is entitled Big B versus Little B, and it talks about Bitcoin the network versus Bitcoin the currency. The thing about the network is all of us contribute to the network.
Centralized.
Yeah, all of us contribute to the network, people that are participating in Bitcoin. Even though they don't run nodes, I look at them as being contributed to the network. If you tell people about Bitcoin, everything you do helps to get, you know, add value to said network. And that's where the value lies, and that's what no other crypto has. Anyway, so GC says he could have made money and still returned a profit. That is true. I think he started in 2016, right?
No,
I look back and look. I don't know when
it was later than that, because it was It was like 2017, 2018.
It might have been. Because I actually sat down with him and talked about it, like, you know, when he was in Philly. But that's either here or there, man. You know, he had an opportunity, man. He just, you know, he had a great opportunity.
He had a full runway and a loaded plane, and my man crashed it.
So Pascal says, hit the like button. Pascal says, how do they mine Bitcoin if there's a limited supply? Yeah, Pascal, you definitely got to check the Stack Sats of Die Trying video. I'll go over all these things. But this real quick, because you asked, that's what we're looking at. We're looking at blocks being mined, right? So it's, the blocks are mined by solving an algorithm, right? Where there is a difficulty adjustment based upon just how many people are trying to solve said algorithm. And when that equation is solved, you mine
a new block is created,
right? So you mine Bitcoin right now. There are about 900 being mined per day. That's actually being cut in half. Let's see, in one block. Oh, about 10 minutes. So in about 10 minutes, that actually is going to change. It's going to go from 900 a day to 450. The limited supply is still the limited supply. There will only ever be 21 million. But again, the halving happens every 4 years. So by the time all that ends, that'll be the year 2140. I won't be here. You know, none of us will be here. But it's okay, because the foundation that we're laying by Stacking Sats now is what really matters. Pascal, make sure you go check out the playlist on our YouTube channel, Stack Sats of Die Trying. I go over mining. I go over the halving. I go over the network, all those things. Like, and right now, I got 10 episodes that are in the can, 11th coming this Monday. And, you know, some of them are more technical. Some of them is just like me ranting. I don't know what this Mondays will be. But, you know, I was going to talk about the halving, but maybe I still will. So Jesus says, I think he closed sometime in 2018 or early 2019. Either way, what you said, though, would have been, you know, because Bitcoin's up so much since any of those years you pick. Jamil says, as much as we can't stand Vlad stood on that no when he asked if he had $500 to invest. If there was any time the other side, ICE was better. I got so many things to say about Vlad, but I'm not, because, you know, bless him. Hope he has success in life. Anyway, GC says, even if it was 2019, could have been an easy 10 to 100x depending on how you decide to go about accumulating. How about this, right? Even if you didn't want to get in, say, crypto space, you could have bought a real estate ETF. You could literally do anything. But, you know, you could literally do anything.
But what he did?
You could have bought a money market account. Check out The Bible and Bitcoin, A Theological Exploration of Human Time, Energy, and Bitcoin by Alan Armstrong. I've never heard of that one. In the past, I will add it. I have read a book by Jimmy Song. It's called Thank God for Bitcoin. And it's a religious, like, angle on that as well. But The Bible and Bitcoin, I haven't. Let me add that to my list. You know, anything about Bitcoin I want to read. Even, you know, I'm not an ultra-religious person. But, all right, I see it right here, The Bible and Bitcoin. I'm always looking for books. Shout out to Paris, though. I got, like, 5 Audible credits, too. And this is on Audible. Let's get it. I'm sitting on 5 credits right now, so I got to get something anyway. Oh, Pascal says, I don't know anything about Bitcoin. So how do companies like Riot, Amara make money from Bitcoin? Yeah, definitely go check it out, right? So those are scaled up mining companies. They make money because when you mine blocks and you get actually paid in Bitcoin. So and that Bitcoin has value. A lot of times they sell it off to pay their fees. But the thing about it is it's just operating in a profitable manner. And when you keep adding miners on top of miners, and you know. So Russell says that Bitcoiner is an indicator to know when to cut rates. See, Russell's always looking at the macroeconomic standpoint of what's going on. I've never actually heard that broken down, Russ. Me and you got to talk about that, man. Matter of fact, Russ, man, I got to get you on a Stack Sats of Die Trying episode to kind of explain that right there. Russ be having these, like, off-the-wall ways of looking at things, and I love it. You know, so Russ, and for those who don't know, Russell Hughes, another master Bitcoiner, and he's someone that in my journey I learned a lot from, because me and Russ would just sit around and have conversations and pontificate about Bitcoin as if we were talking about some religion or something. But that's just what it is, man. That's my brother right there. Shout out to Russ. Anyway, man, speaking of, we about to give away some sats, man. We're going to do two giveaways because we missed last week. So we're going to give away right now, $25 is about 40,000. We're about to give away 80,000 sats. I like giving it in sats rather than dollars. Cool. We're about to give away like 80,000 sats. 40,000 to, you know, each person. So, matter of fact, this is what we're going to do. Oh, Well, by the way, the halving just happened. While so, we're here live.
Hashtag halving.
Here you go. Imagine being a miner and you're like, damn, I was just getting ready to solve this block. And now you're getting 3.125 per block. It was, 6.25 per block. Now 3.125 per block. Here we go. You see the mempool is like throwing out confetti like we partying. So the halving happened while we're live. Now, let's give away some sats, y'all. And now you put a little Bitcoin party here. So Pat says, let me know what you think after you read it. Interesting to say the least. I'm definitely going to add it to the list, Pat. I'm going to actually move it up the list because I want to hear this this pontification. But let's see the giveaway core. I'm trying to figure out what we're going to call. I know what we're going to call it. I'm not going to call it the halving.
That's what I said. Hashtag halving.
All right, let's see. It's
H-A-L-V-E-N-I-N-G.
Yes. So let's put this on the screen. I'm getting ready to put a hashtag on the screen. Enter it into the chat. It will put you into the giveaway. We're giving it away to two folks. Now, remember, you have to let us know that you're still here, right? If you win, let us know you're still here. And, shoot me your cash tag and you will get it this evening. It's funny because I had an idea. Cash App is a very powerful tool, specifically in Bitcoin. And most people don't even know how to use like Cash App to kind of like, you could do a lot of Bitcoin things with Cash App. I was telling someone this week, I was like, you realize that with the Cash App card in Bitcoin, you can literally put all your money in Bitcoin when you're ready to spend it, just cash it out the cash and then use your card to buy stuff, right? That's another quick way. But Cash App gives you access to the Lightning Network, the layer 2 Bitcoin solution. So shout out to Kevin, our guy Kevin from Vegas. I was talking to him this week and I was showing him like how to send stuff through the Lightning Network. So I was thinking about like as a way to teach, but as we give away Bitcoin, whoever wins, we tell them to send us their cash tag. I was like, yeah, I could actually just tell them to send their Lightning joint and it goes very fast. But I'm gonna keep it simple for right now. As we progress, we may get into that. Right now, let us know you're still here. Give us your cash tag and we got you. Is this a new thing, getting ads during the show? So that's interesting, right? Because I did see something pop up on YouTube. So our channel has been monetized, but YouTube is always adding stuff. I had a couple new things pop up on YouTube, and I think one of them said they were going to show ads on our show, and I was like, all right, I didn't know what it was. The other thing which was interesting about YouTube is they sent me something else saying that, does your video have anything that isn't like created by you that could be misconstrued or something? It read like they were trying to figure out whether we're using anything AI in our video. I've never seen that before. So YouTube is always doing stuff. So K Dickie, it might be something new. Pat said that book made him want to sell everything. I'm already there, Pat. I told someone the other day, I was like, someone asked me like, what if Bitcoin really isn't what you believe? I said, well, I'm going down with the ship because I'm so far gone that at this point I'm either going to be sitting on billions, y'all, or I'm gonna be living in Corey's backyard. So either way, I'm good.
Hey, I got you.
That's we all
brothers.
That matters.
We brothers.
Look. Oh, don't know how this works. Oh, you have to win first. Oh, you have to win first. But we're getting ready to do that. They did that to Wall Street Trapper about a year ago. Oh, started putting ads in this joint? Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe our channel is picking up, so they're trying to get chicken with us. Who knows? I got hit with an ad earlier. Billions are backyard. That's my new hashtag. Shout out to GC. My new hashtag is billions are backyard. GC, you must have seen my video. I don't have bank accounts no more. I literally live off Bitcoin. All of my money is in Bitcoin. I don't have bank accounts. So I did a whole video about some of the ways I do this, but it's been that way for a little while now. I live off Bitcoin. Like, it just is what it is. But the great part about that is over the last couple months, my purchasing power has went crazy. So I don't even have to go back that far, Core. 3-4 months ago, we was at what, 30,000?
Yep. We was at 30,000 at the turn of the year.
Yeah. So, go watch that when you get a chance. I forgot the name of the video. Something like living, the Bitcoin lifestyle. That's what the video is called. He fixed, though. They aren't supposed to be playing ads on a live. Okay, so I'm going to figure out what it is. It's something that maybe they did, and maybe I can go in and figure out how to cut that off. But I'll look into that though. I said Bitcoin just be. I said Bitcoin. YouTube be wilding sometimes, but shout out to YouTube though. Here it is. Put this in the comment section. Hashtag having it will enter you into the giveaway.
That's not the spelling, Jim. It's H A L V E N I N G. Having.
What'd you say?
It's having. It's H A L V E N I N G.
No, not Bitcoin. You're spelling having. Bitcoin is having. It's H A L V I N G.
Okay.
Yeah. The Bitcoin, you scared me for a second because I ain't trying to have this. You know, this is recorded, but no, Bitcoin is not having. It's the having. It's different spelling for Bitcoin.
Okay, having, yeah. Having it is.
Yeah, just like we don't say hold, we say hodl. So put this into the, and people are doing it right now. Just put it into the comment section. You will be added. Again, if your name is called, let us know you're still here. You know what I'm saying? And we will be doing our giveaway. Also, a couple things. Our camp, we're getting everything together for our camp. Our camp will be this July. So information about that.
And come watch us work.
Yeah. Also, if you're in the Philly area tomorrow, I hit the stage at about noon at the Cash Value Wealth Builders Conference. I'm going to be talking about, guess what, y'all? Bitcoin and real estate and how the two relate. That's kind of my that's what I'm talking about tomorrow. For those in Philly, it'll be at the Marriott by the airport. You know what I mean? So I'm going to have fun. I'm going to talk crazy. I'm going to talk real crazy. So
it's all goofy out there.
Yeah, I'm gonna be going crazy. I'm using all kinds of wire quotes. So Ms. Phoenix says, will your camp be virtual this year? We want to make sure we have something virtual. I had someone ask me and offer space to see if we could do a hybrid so we can actually have kids in the community come out. But only if we can find a way to do it hybrid. If not, it'll be fully online. But I am looking at possibly ways to do a hybrid. I actually talked to our brother Karan, who does like audio video stuff. And we were talking about ways to kind of like see if we could do that. But answer your question, it will be virtual. It's always going to be a part of it virtual because we don't want to leave anybody. We don't want to leave anybody out of it. So
our community is worldwide, so we got to be virtual.
Yeah, man, I was taken away a couple years ago when I started the camp, and somebody in that joint was from Africa. I was like, yo! Yeah, it was very humbling.
You know what I mean? We all from Africa, but definitely when somebody is from the motherland.
Yeah, that was very humbling. So, with that being said, I'm going to give you guys a couple more, about 20 seconds, and we will get this started. Remember, we're on two tonight, right? We missed last week, so we want to make sure that we are putting Bitcoin in our folks' pockets. So when we, you know, as it goes up, you know, some of y'all going to get some chicken off us, man. So remember, after the first spin, don't go nowhere because it's another one coming. Man. It's another one coming.
Playboy Barty told you.
Y'all was dying laughing the other day. I saw Angel Reese on Twitter was like, I need a new nickname because I'm in Chicago now. And, you know, she was going by the Bayou Barbie when she was in LSU. She was like, somebody give me a new nickname. And the folks on Twitter start calling her FBG Barbie. I thought that was the funniest thing ever, FBG Barbie. So these Chi-Town folks are out of control, yo. Anyway, all right, so we're going to do our first one right now. Good luck to everybody. Let's see who the system chooses. And the winner is, my man. Brandon. All right. Brandon, are you here, Brandon? Let us know you are here, Brandon. I'm gonna give you a couple seconds, you know. I'm going to give you, you know what I mean, about a minute to let us know, you know. Pascal said they just played an ad. All right, they're playing ads all in our live. That's crazy. I'm going to figure it out, Pascal. I'm going to figure it out. So let me ask you a question, though. Well, Brandon got to let us know he's still here, because if Brandon will let us know in the next 30 seconds, we're going to give his away too. But for those that saw the ads on the show, when they play the ad, do they go away from the show and then bring you back after that? Oh, go spin fold. They just gave out some free ones. I mean, you ain't got to tell me twice. Fold probably tired of me. Oh, Pascal says yes. See, Pascal, I didn't know that. All right, Brandon, you got 10 seconds, yo. We're going to do a countdown.
Damn, so they pulling y'all away from the show to watch an ad.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. I mean, if they showing that kind of ass, hopefully they cut us a check for the ads at least.
Right?
They leave the show and come back to the lab. Oh, they treat us like a TV show. Crazy part about it is it's not really a TV show. Oh, Brandon already. Look, Brandon ain't say I'm here. Brandon is straight. Drop the cash tag. All right. Brandon, I got you. That's, you know, that's another way. I always tell people to send me the cash tag, but you technically can just drop the cash tag here. That actually saves time, Brandon. So I'm glad you did that. Because I'll be sitting there telling people like, yo, email me or inbox me your cash tag. You could just drop it here. All right, Brandon, we got you. We got one. Yeah, I thought I was bugging. All right, so everybody, like I was telling them earlier, YouTube gave me like two new things that popped up when I was setting the show up. And, you know, one was about ad and the other one was about AI. So I didn't know what they was doing. But, you know, I'll figure it out, though. I'm going to see a way to cut that off because, you know, I don't mind ads and the pre-recorded stuff. But on the live show, that's kind of weird. It's kind of weird. But Brandon, congratulations. You will have it as soon as we get off here. Thank you for putting your cash tag right here because now I have to, you know. Tenelia said, watch it on Facebook. You know, a lot of people don't mess with Facebook, Tenelia. All right, congrats, Brandon. We got one more, though. We got one more.
Don't leave yet, y'all.
One more. Brandon can't win again, but one more. Let's go. Who will be the winner?
And the winner is...
Mark!
Mark,
with the Mark, are you here? You my brother and all, but a rule is a rule. Steve said, cat. Yo, Ford was crashing for me too. They must have put it out there on Twitter or something like, yo, free sats, and everybody going crazy. Mark, are you here? Listen, Mark is my brother. I talk to Mark almost every day, but rules are rules, man. I mean, rules are rules. There you go. There he is.
My brother.
Mark, I know I got your cash tag, but text it to me anyway, bro, because I'm old and washed, and I don't want to forget it. My mom be all over the place. You know what I'm saying? I just started core. That's the last thing I want to talk about. We're going to get out of here. I just started rewatching The Wire. I just finished season one or more season two. I literally watched it from scratch again. I wanted to talk to you. We didn't get a chance to talk since you saw Warrior. And yeah, I know my brother Don is here. You know what I'm saying? My brother Don is here. So we got to know, what did you think about it?
I was extremely pleased with what I saw. A lot of people died. It followed a storyline that I can... The thing is, because I'm such a big fan of Banshee, it literally followed the same storyline. It got all the same characters. They just made out to be Asian people instead of white people in rural PA. You know what I mean? So... It's exactly the same thing.
It's the same people that did the show too.
Yeah, so it's literally the same, like everything. And I am extremely pleased that they did not go away from the formula.
Edvard says I have to get on Warrior. Pause. So Pascal, Warrior is a TV, it's a show, it's on Netflix. Don gives you the raised fist, and Lael asked the question, what's Warrior? It's a Netflix
show where people get their feelings hurt a lot.
Yeah, so basically it's a show, and from my understanding, from what I read, that it was created by Bruce Lee before he passed. His daughter, like, you know, found his manuscript. She's the EP on it, got it executive produced, but it's about like San Francisco in the early days with the Chinese
century, turn of the century, yeah. San Francisco. And the Irish and the Asian folks, the Chinese are fighting.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
And the beef is real, man.
You see my man got the nunchucks though? He start going crazy. Yo, I went on Twitter told Don like, yo, man's went crazy when he got his hands on them joints. I felt like I was watching an old Bruce Lee flick.
He said, can I borrow these?
Bruce went nuts with him. Anyway, listen, man, we appreciate y'all. If you're in Philly, pull up tomorrow. If you are in Philly and you don't pull up and you see a fire going down like out of airport, that's because I'm out there, like, I'm going crazy. I'm what they say, Excelliamos. So they say on Harry Potter, I'm I'm giving out the Wingardium Leviosa. It's going crazy. So just understand that. Other than that, we will see you here next Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Monday, Stack Sats to Die Triangles on the channel. Wednesday is our regular pod. Also, check out the pod that just dropped 2 days ago. The brother that's actually throwing the event, I had him on the pod on Wednesday. You know, talking about a couple different things. So that was a dope little talk. So our next pod will be next Wednesday. And then Friday, we'll be back here giving away more sats. Congratulations to the winners. I'll have it over to you literally in the next 10 minutes. And then, you know, we'll see y'all next week, man. Corey, you got last words, bro?
The money just doubled. Because the block just got chopped in half. Like,
so,
you just doubled up.
So now, here it is, though. Make sure you're here next week, giving away more sats. If you have any questions about anything, make sure to reach out. Just follow us on all socials and share our YouTube page, man. I want to start sharing more shorts on there. I want to make sure we build our YouTube page. So make sure you share with your family and friends. Other than that, man, we love you.
We're trying to hit 10K.
By the end of the year, that's the goal. Appreciate y'all. Please stay safe out there, man. Have a happy having, and y'all take it easy. Peace.